my God, is this my body forever? 26-year-old me. I had come home from the hospital with my brand new baby, Isabella Mia Alcantara, aka Punchin, Cutie Pie, Chabelli, and Honey, born July 14th, 2011. She was amazing, a gorgeous ball of new life that I was totally terrified of, if I'm being honest. But she was mine, well, ours. And now that she had escaped my body and was on the outside needing to be cared for, it was me who felt trapped in my body. I looked at myself in the mirror and wondered aloud if it would be this way forever. Fast forward 1 year. I cannot believe my body still looks like this, 27-year-old me. The first year of Bella's life seemed to swallow me up. Being a mom is wild, better than I ever could have imagined, but damn, it's hard-ass work being a parent. I was so busy taking care of my new baby, trying to figure out the whole breastfeeding thing, checking to see if she was still breathing every 5 seconds, if I could make it that long, that I could not make time to do anything else. I couldn't dedicate time to eating healthy and losing weight, but I could curiously make plenty of time to eat or get crappy food. Funny how that works, isn't it? I had severe postpartum depression, so when I think back on this time, I try not to do it with blame or shame or self-criticism. I don't know that I could have done better than I did. I didn't feel my best, I certainly didn't look my best, but I was doing my damn best to get through each day with one baby Bella still healthy and vibrant and one Mama Mel still standing. Most calm moments were dedicated to eating everything I could get my hands on, and I couldn't stop myself no matter how hard I tried. Or in reality, how hard I thought about trying. If thinking about trying was a sport, I no doubt won the gold medal. As my new life became my new normal and my real post-baby body, that's the one that was 25 pounds lighter after the liquids, the baby, and the inflammation were gone, showed up, and was still 170 pounds, those thoughts really started to run rampant, doing double back layouts, full twists across the mat of my mind. I was nonstop dedicated to the sport of thinking about wanting my body back, but not really doing anything about it. Can you relate? By the way, this would probably be a good time to make something super clear. This is by no means a moms-only sport. Girls, women, ladies, gals, chicks, chicas across the globe are good at the game of groans. You know that series produced, directed, and acted by you, where you constantly binge-watch the episodes of you beating yourself up, whining, objecting, over and over again, all while taking zero action to change. Good show, isn't it? Highly recommend it. All it takes is a lot of action in your mind, a lot of inaction in your body, and a poor me pity party combined and stuck on repeat. If you've spent a lot of time thinking about something you want so bad, and you've done nothing to actually make it happen, but sit your ass on your couch and feel sorry for yourself, then you can relate. No baby required. What's funny, or not so funny, I suppose, is that this mental exercise is so counterproductive. You're literally not doing anything that will get you what you want. But then you're whining. Is it still whining, even if it only happens in your head and no one else hears it? You bet your ass it is. About it, like there's some grand sort of unfairness taking place, a scheme against you occurring on the outside. That's how I felt, at least. I started to feel mad at the world for not giving me the answers, or for not making me thin, or for not making me feel beautiful. Why the hell does this have to be so freaking hard? I have to actually do the work? You mean like I have to go out there and figure it out and do stuff? For fuck's sake.